The offices of SilverTech, a digital marketing firm in Manchester, are going for that Silicon Valley mystique. There's skee-ball in the hallways, a huge screen to play old-school video games on, and no shortage of well-compensated coders walking around in jeans.
The average wage has certainly gone up. Even the starting wage has gone up probably $10,000 in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years.
Derek Barka is senior director of technology at SilverTech. They've got about 70 employees and lots of contracts in the pipeline. One problem, though, they're constantly scrambling to find new workers.
It hasn't happened yet, but we've come to situations where, you know, we have work coming in, we have, you know, a certain amount of people in the building, and if there's not people in the building to do the work, you know, you have to turn the work away.
There are lots of New Hampshire companies in SilverTech's shoes right now, and not just those that need highly educated, highly skilled workers. Take the Edgewood Center, a nursing home in Portsmouth. They have 20 job openings posted, jobs considered low skill, like in food service and cleaning. Patricia Ramsey, the CEO, says she's bumped up entry-level wages to $12, $13 an hour, but still...
We run ads. We're lucky to get anybody to respond to those ads.
The math here is simple. There are just more jobs than people, at least in the state's southern tier, where Ramsey hears similar complaints from her peers.
They can't hire housekeepers. They can't hire wait staff. They can't hire kitchen staff. I'm losing kitchen staff to the local restaurants now that are paying even more than we are. It's a wage war right now out there.
And that makes it good times to be an employee. Salaries, for the first time in what seems like a long time, are finally inching up. In manufacturing, for instance, average pay is up 7% since last year. The problem is, when employers can't hire, businesses can't expand.
You know, right now, if a company is really growing, chances are they're looking outside of the state for expansion.
This is Val Zanchuk, president of the industrial parts maker Graphicast, located in Jaffrey. He says if you are a big manufacturer looking to, say, build a new plant, New Hampshire is not where you're going to do it. The workers just aren't here.
Some companies are just going to throw in the towel and move someplace else where there are people available.
So how exactly did we get here? How did we go from 10% unemployment nationally and 6.6% in New Hampshire during the Great Recession to this, a labor shortage? For starters, take the state's population, which has been fairly flat during the past decade. But in the 1980s and 90s, it was a completely different story.
You know, we were importing people at a pretty rapid clip about a generation ago.
Carmen Lorenz is director of the state's Division of Economic Development, which works to attract and retain businesses.
Our population was growing very fast. There were people moving here who were working in high-tech companies, who were starting their own high-tech companies at that time. And that in-migration of people has really slowed down.
Another factor is New Hampshire has what economists like Russ Tebow call a high labor participation rate. That is, most people who can work already do, meaning there's little slack during boom times.
If you can't get more labor out of the people that are already here and you have a hard time pulling more people in, it really creates a problem.
Tebow, who is with the firm Applied Economic Research, says many younger people are choosing cities when deciding where to live and work, and that New Hampshire's relatively high housing costs also stand in the way. None of this is necessarily easy to fix.
It's a tough nut to crack.
There are plenty of programs, though, trying to address the labor shortage. Community colleges and businesses are partnering to create pipelines so that employees arrive day one with the needed skills. The state is also busy marketing itself through tourism campaigns. Come for the New England charm, stay for the hot job market. Overall, Russ Tebow says, compared to the depths of the recession, nobody should be complaining too loudly right now.
We're fortunate to have this problem. This is actually a pretty good problem to have as compared to the opposite, which is very high unemployment.
He says the employment sweet spot, of course, is somewhere between the two. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.